Welcome back to That Sister Is Real. It's your girl. Hopefully y'all feeling fine, fun, and fabulous. I know it's been like 20,000 years since the last time I dropped the episode, but you know what? Go ahead and cozy up on the couch, in your bed, in your car. We're gonna talk about some things in this episode. And this episode might be a little lengthy, but you know, for those who are getting ready to go on long drives or just want to spend time listening to my voice because it's been so long. Well, this is the episode for you. Okay. So let's really dive into it. We got a lot of stuff to unpack here. First things first is that it's the end of the year. Woohoo! It's the year after being hit with the first round of COVID, and here we are going into another year with more COVID. So with that being said, let's really kind of shift gears, and we're going to talk about me and what's been going on, and hopefully you guys stay tuned to the end because there's going to be an announcement at the end. Okay. So let's talk about this part of the episode called comparing yourself to others and kind of what's been going on and what I've learned about being a podcaster, doing YouTube and blogging and my creative flow. Okay. And where am I at now? So a lot of you guys know I started blogging. Blogging has always been my first love. That's where I started. I enjoyed blogging because I never compared myself to others. I was focused on the vision. The vision was to get my story out there. I didn't care about who was reading it right away. I just wanted to tell you that this is happening. This is real. And just getting it out there. And then as I started to grow more love, you know, when I first started blogging, I appreciated it. Because it kept me going. It kept me to share stories. And like I wanted to mention that I had my first anniversary. Well, not my first anniversary. I think it's the second year. I released To Him. And if you guys don't know what that is, I briefly spoke about it on my previous episodes. Like early season of this podcast. But I do recommend going to thatsistergirl.com. And checking and scrolling through all my other previous blog posts. And go to Him. That is one of my most underrated conversations I've had. And I allowed my inner child to have that conversation. But I highly recommend it. I just wanted to put it out there because I think a lot of you guys who have not read it or haven't visited to my website, I really appreciate it if you guys did. Because, you know, it's a really important conversation. And it just took a lot to be that vulnerable. So, but moving on, I also want to do a quick interruption of this conversation to thank everybody with the 3.7Ks of listening and just coming back and playing my episodes. I appreciate you. But anywho, back to talking about comparing yourself. So I enjoyed it. And then that made me say, why not elevate yourself to being visual? You know, putting the words behind the person. So then I started doing YouTubing, you know, and although there's a lot to learn about YouTube, I took a chance, still did it. And of course, being in these little social media groups, it was cool for a while, it lasted, but then I realized it's just a very dog-eat industry. And which moved me into podcasting. And I love podcasting because it's another outlet for me to have a conversation. But the problem is, you know, because for me, my mind goes quicker than my hands and sometimes in my mouth. So that's why I kind of stutter or I mess up words. That's because just my mind just all over the place. Not really all over the place, but it just goes quicker than what my points can make. And sometimes that's why I slow down on blogging because, like I said, it was just a lot to get my thoughts together. And then, you know, a lot of people who do podcasts and they read from a script or they pre-write notes and it works for them. You know, for me, I'm a very free-spirited person, if you haven't noticed. So speaking off my mind, it just flows with it. Okay. Now, I've noticed that, of course, social media is very toxic. But at the same time, social media is where it's at. Because that's what we live in, a digital world. And I just would notice that my peers would go and do similar ideas as me, whether they start a podcast, whether they started an Etsy business, whether they started, because that's what I also picked up, was crafting, like doing resin, making, you know, snow globe tumblers, making, you know, blankets, you know, and all of them had great potential. But it's just like, I just always felt that I was never that person that anybody wanted or needed, I should say. So every time I would do it, it would be like, oh, okay. But then let somebody else go and do it, they're like, oh my God, you know. And I've noticed that. And some people would be like, well, you know, that's just kind of what it is, and you're just overreacting. But then it started becoming more and more of a thing. So, and I'm not saying I'm jealous, you know, some days it really plays with your self-worth. Like, is my voice not as good enough to have compared to them? Like they have this voice, they're using it, and they're being, I wouldn't say rewarded financially, but with the support, with the love, and people seem to relate more. While my voice, what is wrong with my voice? What is wrong with what I'm giving everyone? So all of those things would play on it. And then it started affecting my creativity flow. And then a lot of things has been going on in my personal life, which we'll move into that in the next conversation. But I ended up falling off of my blogging. And then I started falling off with YouTubing. And then I fell off with podcasting. And then Etsy started falling off, because I started at the beginning of the year and barely do it now. Snow glow tumblers, fell off with that, barely do it now. And it's just like, I started becoming complacent with social media. I didn't want to post, and I didn't want to do this, and I didn't want to do that. For why? Because no one enjoyed it, it seems. You know, the crowd started getting lesser and lesser and lesser. And yes, you always got to do things to keep people interested. And that's why I always came back with something new. But I had to realize that I'm still the little old me that it's just not everyone's favorite. And that's why I always say I'm not for everybody. And I'm not. And I start to become okay with that, because, you know, some people can handle that multitude of people. Some of us just can't. Or maybe if we had the opportunity when we were younger, we probably would have be able to handle that. But some of us have became okay with not being for everyone and becoming okay with a smaller group. And as much as I am okay with it, still, I feel like, you know, a lot of people are missing out. And I often refer to myself as that one song that we all skip on like an album, or, you know, yeah, pretty much an album or maybe a show. We always skip it. And then we finally, when we run out of options, we decide why not go ahead and listen to it or watch it, read it, whatever. And we find out it's actually fire, like low key. You're like, oh my God. And then that becomes the sensation. Well, I often feel like that. I feel like I'm that one record that we all skip over. And that's that. Sadly, nobody has circled back around and realized, like, oh shoot, this is actually legit. But it's fine. Now, granted, I don't know that, you know? I don't know how many people are out there listening to me. And I don't know how many people are out there receiving me. I don't. So I can only hope that maybe the people did skip over me, come back and realize, oh, I like it, you know? Who knows? Whatever. But that's what happens, you know, being a content creator, being an artist. We compare ourselves to our, you know, our crafts, to other people. And it is a dangerous game, because you either lose the momentum, you lose the fight, the spirit, and it just doesn't become the same. So that's kind of what's been happening with my creative flow. And I realized that a lot of avenues are not best for me. I was very limited when it came to YouTubing. Very much, I wouldn't say limited with podcasting. I've actually been using a really decent service. You know, Anchor has been pretty good. Just letting y'all know. But, you know, of course, there's SoundCloud to start off. There's just so many other places. But for me, this worked. So for someone who didn't have the humongous setup and being in someone's studio recording these episodes, it was still great. Blogging, you know, I had my resources. It was there. And now I improve on my grammar, because, you know, I'm not always perfect with this proper English. But, you know, my stories can now be more readable, I guess, for certain, you know, there may be like certain things that made me double tap twice. And it's not that I don't have somebody else checking my work. And maybe I need to get an editor, you know, if you're good at editing, hey. So that's kind of what's been happening. And sadly enough, I wouldn't say I'm losing the battle, but I think I've realized that it's just not meant to be with a lot of things. And I just sadly just have to face the music. And although I ate a lot of costs this year of trying new ventures, but you know, I'm just that person that wants to try whatever, you know. But I've learned that, you know, it's fun to do on the side, but to make something happen is just not in my cards. So that's kind of the first part of this, is comparing myself to others. And it really took a toll on me these past year. So moving into part two of this is, you know, my personal life. Now, a lot of us know that I usually try to keep my personal life personal. Like, I don't really like talking about being married as far as, like, you know, being married as to a service member. You know, I don't like to discuss those situations because that's none of anybody's business because, you know, hey, if you know, you know. I usually like speaking about being a mother, you know, because me being in an interracial marriage, you know, of course, you know, my child is biracial, and just kind of talking about how I give her the best of both worlds. And if you guys know, then you guys would know that being in an interracial marriage with another race that is, you know, starting to become popular. You know, a lot of people are starting to become more into the Asian community, which shout out to y'all. I'm really happy to start seeing that finally explode. I mean, it's been there, but it didn't get as much hype as it was just with, you know, someone dating into like the Caucasian community or the Hispanic community. So it's really nice. It's really nice to see that. So shout out to everyone who's in an interracial relationship. It's not to dim those that like to stay within the same race. There's nothing wrong with that. But for those who find it out of race, then hey, whatever. So, you know, being that mother and giving her as a Black mother, just giving her that world of both and her understanding that no matter what it is, she is what she is who she is. And, you know, that takes a lot, okay? There's a lot of transitionings I've went through this year, and I would assume by all the signs that I'm receiving by my ancestors and the world right now that I have completed this transformation. And I think this episode is what needs to be had for me to finally say I completed it. With those transitions, you know, if many of you guys didn't know, I mentioned that I was in school. I'm a full-time student. A lot of y'all know that I went through and got my GED later in life. I wouldn't say later, in my early 20s. And then I turned around and went to college. Because I tried to do all that stuff the conventional way, and it just didn't work. And of course, ended up getting married, having a family. And then I finally decided it was time for me to keep this mind growing. And I wouldn't say growing, because we all know our brains are done growing at a certain age, but to keep it, you know, fresh, you know, keep it on its toes. But I also wanted something for me, because honestly, realistically, I have to make sure I have something to fall back on. It's okay for a lot of women who like to depend on their significant others for the rest of their lives, in a sense where like they don't want to work ever. That's great, and I have that luxury of doing that. But I know myself as a woman, as a person who likes to be independent, I want something for myself, because you never know what happens to your significant other, and I want to make sure I can provide for my child. Well, our child, if y'all prefer. I usually say a lot of times mine, because I never really always had things that were mine, and when I finally did, they would always go. Like, I'd be like, oh, that's my best friend. And then my best friend will either find a new best friend, or we'll stop talking, or they'll pass away. So I'd be like, oh, this is mine, mine. But every time I say mine, it doesn't always mean mine. So it's just been a force of habit. It's our child, but you know, hey, whatever. So anywho, so there's a lot of transition. So then after trying to attempt to get my communications degree, my bachelor's in communications, I realized that I had a lot of things that I'd never accomplished that I wanted to attempt to accomplish, which as a child, I always wanted to be a pediatrician. That's what I did my board on in middle school about being a pediatrician. I knew it in my heart, but unfortunately, I was never really supported very well throughout school, and my grades really showed that. And sadly, I never made it to that goal. So gave up on a lot of things, but during the pandemic, it made me want to go and try for something that's close. So I said, why not become a nurse? So then I started working toward my prerequisites. I was doing so well last year. And then beginning of this year, I scrambled last minute to get in and submit my packet. And sadly, I did not get into the nursing program this year, which was very devastating. So I ended up failing my spring semester course. And then when I started researching and asking questions of why I didn't get in, it was just a lot of technicalities. And then, of course, they used me failing as their extra momentum, like their little cherry on top, which really upset me because that would have never happened if, like, those technicalities were addressed before y'all made their final decision. But anywho, no here, no there on that. So then I retook the course again during my summer, knowing that I was burnt out, wanted to have my time, and I was just over it. I was just now kind of coming to terms of ending my fertility treatment. And I want to say ending it, it just was never, it became a backseat. It was no longer what we were constantly focusing on. So then after those transitions, you know, I decided, hey, why not work? Get out there in the working field. And sure enough, I started working at a hospital, taking care and, you know, working at a main hospital during the pandemic. And although my hospital finds that I am not essential, well, I'm technically considered an essential worker, but they don't treat you like that, meaning they don't provide you the equipment to protect yourself, even though you're closer to your patients compared to certain other departments. But hey, it is what it is. I just wanted to kind of see what it was like to work in a hospital and see where I really wanted to stand, as I was still on the fence of reapplying to the program. So then, of course, my lovely husband kind of had to go do his thing and, you know, just been out here just raw dogging life, you know, just doing the mommy thing and school thing and just being the, you know, the big kahuna. And then there's a lot of things started unpacking. I was in the emergency room because of course, my PCOS acted up and my, I always say adenomyosis, but it's like, it's a different way of how you pronounce it. So I do apologize for incorrectly pronouncing it, but it's a medical way of pronouncing it. It has a different, pronunciation from what it looks like. So, but I was just continue saying adenomyosis, but, it really took effect on me. And of course, here I am back low again on my iron, severely low. And sadly, you know, it's about that time for me to start another cycle. And although they're working very hard to get me into the hematology, well, you know, I have to be careful because, like I said, if I get hit with another bad heavy period, I don't think I'm going to make it, or it's just going to be really complicated. So having to deal with that, a lot, like I said, my plate has been full. And then a lot of times my relationships have been strained with a lot of people. I've been very grateful for those who have came and helped out. And although some things didn't go according to plan, you know, the way I would like them to, but there still has been times where things have worked out. I've been at my breaking point at many points, this past several months. And yes, on exciting news, I did get into the nursing program, even though I did everything last minute, like the day before it was due, I did get in. And of course, it's been very hard doing this process of getting in, you know? And I can only hope that it really pans out in the end. So I'm not going to just jump to the end and be like, yeah, everything's going to be great, fantastic, because I know I got more battles, but I know I'm going to be victorious, because if I've made it past these several months of what I've gone through, I'm not going to go too much in details, but I obviously can make it. So with all of that stuff on my plate, it of course affected what I was providing you all, you know, and of course that's no excuse. I really fell out of tune with a lot of stuff. Even my PCOS AA work, I have not been at my best. I've been empty. I've spread it myself thin and just kind of forgot everything else. So I guess I want to say I've just been doing last minute cleanups, trying to fix things, saying no to things, putting things to rest. But as all of that kind of smiles down to that, although I'm looking for a very happy new year, I hope this is the start of something beautiful. It's going to be my type of beautiful, not the cookie cutter of what's posted on social media by other people who have gone through nursing school and all that, but my own story of nursing school. I wasn't a big fan of sharing all that information because, like I said, somehow Facebook is like cursed for me. I cannot put too much on social media without it being like shut, like twisted back, and all of this negative stuff starts to happen. So I kind of did remove it. For those who were wondering why I removed my post off of social media, Instagram, I still have the post up, but I am actually deleting my old Instagram. So that one, I had quite a bit of people on there. Sadly, I just feel like it's just too hard to go through and delete people on Instagram that should not be there. So I just kind of want to just go ahead and just delete it. It's just easier that way. So if you haven't been following my new Instagram, it's going to be at That Sister Nurse. So go ahead and follow me on Instagram, because I will be deleting That Sister Girl. Although I'm still the title holder, I'm still the owner of That Sister Girl. Don't even think about trying to come for that name. I came up with that name. I've gone through all of the pain and suffering for that name. And yes, it's currently being ready to go through legal terms of being my name, of having it. Because like I said, I have literally given 110% to it. So that's that. I wouldn't say I'm gonna delete it. I'm just gonna sign out of it. I'm not gonna delete a lot of stuff, just because you never know, I might pop back in there. Or I'm still gonna be in my title and That Sister Nurse, but I just want to make sure that legacy is never erased, because like I said, a lot of stuff have been started under that name. So there's that. Now, what does this mean? After spending 30 minutes of having these conversations and going through all my names and all of this great stuff, what does this mean? What are we saying here? Well, sadly, the announcement here is I'm saying goodbye to a lot of stuff, because not only are my priorities changing, I just realized that I can't be good to anybody if I'm not good to myself. And I am not happy anymore, because I feel like it's my time to step away and realize that when something's not for me. And right now, YouTubing's not for me. Maybe down the line when I'm fully equipped and maybe could pay for somebody who's really good at editing videos, hey, you know, or, you know, podcasting. Maybe I find a different avenue for podcasting, you know, maybe it's that way I can be more connected with my listeners. But sadly, that YouTubing, my channel still would be there. I'll still be there. This podcasting will still be up because there's a lot of great episodes, but I'm not going to make any more episodes after this one. I just realized that it is just not meant to be. I wouldn't say I'm giving up because other people are doing their own things. I'm not. I just know that it's just not meant for me. And every time I look up it, what calls me back is my blogging. So yes, on the good side, I will be going back to blogging. I will be releasing articles as I can. I hope to, now that I'll be extremely organized starting next year, because, you know, school is, you have to be organized because you got to be on top of it. I hope to allow room to kind of discuss conversations that I would discuss on here too, on there. Just talking about, I will mention some things about nursing school, but we're going to be talking about my health updates again. I'm going to be doing a lot of revamping to it, like changing up a lot of things. Of course, I love changing the color scheme, just kind of giving it a fresher look, a different layout. There'll be a lot more visuals on there. I like taking my visuals, so I will be posting more pictures on there for you guys to have more things to look at. Because why not read something with pictures? I like that. But anyhow, so on the up and up, my blog is still remaining. But as far as making newer things, making promises, I'm done. I can't do it. I literally cannot be what I need to be to everyone. And it's really sad, and it's not a goodbye, because hopefully my listeners become readers. And I know reading is not always fun anymore, but it's worth it. I think it's worth it. We just gotta keep on pushing forward, you know? So with that being said, after a long ado, I know that was a lot to unpack there, and just to kind of tell you those little bit of things, but I just felt that it was the best way to kind of lead into it. Like I said, it's not a hard, not hard, but it's not a sad goodbye. It's more like I'm proud of you kind of goodbye. Like, I can't. You know, the crafting stuff is great. I've been throwing a lot of stuff away, putting a lot of stuff up. Still have snow globe tumblers. I think that I'll just keep those as gifts. My Etsy will be going away because, again, Etsy is not the best place to grow. But I feel like my blogging has potential to keep on going and sharing my stories. And there's that. And like I said, this is the first time I've ever recorded a very long podcast, so enjoy it. Who knows, maybe down the line, maybe the typing might get a little bit of best of me and I might switch it back and put it back on here and make more longer episodes of things that were supposed to be written out. Who knows? It's really hard to get your guys' opinions and feedbacks, but I think we're gonna give this a try first. So just like I said, go to thatsistergirl.com, subscribe, sign up via email. So that way you guys are going to get alerts when I drop, my latest episodes of stories. But with that being said, the moral of this conversation I do want to have is stop comparing yourself to others. It's okay to say, I can't do it. It's not you saying you can't do something, but if it's something you really want, obviously keep trying. But if this is something that is just extra collateral damage or just extra, cut it out. There's nothing wrong with having all outlets and avenues, but if that's not what you're going for as far as being a business owner, then why have it? This is not going to aid me through nursing school, okay? But at least I'll have my blogging there for those who want to learn about nursing and the route I'm taking and how I'm doing it. Because like I said, I'm doing this a little bit different, So that will be there. But all of this extra stuff, I cannot give you guys high quality content anymore. I don't do pranks. I don't eat in front of people. I just thought that was always weird. Sometimes I thought about doing it because it's kind of fun at the same time. But I was like, that's not my thing. And I don't want to expose my child out there too much. I did make one episode with her, but I kind of want her to do her own thing. And although she's highly into pageants and other things, I just kind of still want her to be her. So that's that. And of course, my spouse prefers not to be out in the limelight like that. Not because he's ashamed of me. He obviously loves me to the billions of moons and back. But that's just his preference, That's just that. So with that being said, this is not a goodbye. It's more like a see you later. Who knows? I might revive this again when things have calmed. But right now the water is flowing and I want to flow with it. I want to flow into everything that's in store and just focus on that. I actually will be leaving my job. I actually sent my resignation letter today, even though I was supposed to send it before the holidays, but whatever. It's better late than never, because I want to focus. And although the little extra chump change was great, I mean, I'm working for a better future, and sometimes you got to do what you got to do. So with that being said, I wish you guys all a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year, and don't wait until the first of the new year to start something new. Start it now, so that way it'll be in repetition. I've always learned that anything you declare on the first will always pan out to not working out. So I advise everyone to either start it the week after the first or before the first, because if you go into the new year doing something you love or starting the process, you'll keep on going. It'll flow into the next year versus starting it right there on that day. It's just too much pressure. So all I'm going to say is cheers to better health for everyone. To all my ladies dealing with PCOS or adenomyosis or anything of the sorts, like I said, I'm still here for you. I'm still here to support you. I still will continue providing that information on my website, but just not here. I wish nothing but fertility amongst all those who are struggling with fertility. Nothing but peace, love, and warmth. Hopefully you feel a nice warm hug wrapped around you during this time. If you lost people, if you lost yourself, if you have just been really, it's been rough. So I just want to send peace to mental health and financial abundance. And just, I just pray for everyone's better being. With that being said, it's been real on That Sister Is Real podcast. I will not be having my Facebook active, really. I only have it really because my daughter's still active in pageants. But I won't be on social media like that. I will be on Instagram, and I still have my TikTok just for, you know, whatever purposes. But you guys can find me on there. They're all under That Sister Girl. So if you didn't know, until then, y'all, happy 2022. We're gonna rock it, and I hope to come back and say, give y'all some updates on here if y'all refuse to go over to my blog. But hopefully within the year and a half, I give you guys great news. So until then, it's been real, y'all. Stay real, stay true, stay you. Bye.